Hello and welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. This is Tom Meglia. How are you? Saturday afternoon again, and we're back on doing the program on Knowing the Economy of God. I'm Tom Meglia, your host, financial planner, financial counselor, charter financial consultant, accredited estate planner, and I've been financial counseling people for 28 years. I'm also a Crown Ministries referral coach, and we call it Money Map Coach because we try to help people get on the roadmap to financial freedom. That's Crown Ministries' heart. You know, if you ever want to go to Crown's website, by the way, you'll find a lot of great information there. And they have a heart for the Lord. Crown.org, www.crown.org is the website. And my website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. That's the website, the phone number, 800-386-3700, to get a first-time free financial counseling session. Hope you're doing well. And I'd like to talk to you more about God's economy. People say to me, Tom, what's God's economy? Well, it's Bible economics. Basically, what the Lord wrote and what the Lord says. We know in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 that the entire Bible is God-inspired. How do we know that? Because the Bible says so. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. That basically just says that the entire Bible is true and written by God. All 66 books, Old Testament and New. And in God's economy, to learn it, we bring it all in together to help people see what it is so they can better set up their financial plans and estate plans, and if they're self-employed, their business plan, mission statements, to emulate what God wants us to do in Christ's character, okay, in the financial situation we're in. And that could be anything. It could be, as I mentioned, somebody being self-employed. It could be a single person, someone who just recently lost their spouse. There's so many things it could be. So that's what it's referring to. And in God's economy, and especially in the book I wrote called Knowing the Economy of God, and you'll find that on the website or hear past programs archived about God's economy and the book Knowing the Economy of God, we know that the Lord says basically this. There are four major principles, or anchors, I call them. And if you look up Webster's Dictionary of what an anchor is, it'll really enlighten you about what an anchor really is. I think it's really fantastic. And the four anchors of God's economy are, number one, God is the owner. Not Tom, not you, not anybody. God is the owner, just him. Number two, we're the stewards or managers of what belongs to God. Number three, we're doing all this for his glory, not ours. And in number three, the anchor of giving, being a cheerful giver, abundant giver, willing giver, is very, very key. That's anchor three. And anchor number four, of course, anchor four, contentment. As Christians, we strive for contentment. And in understanding God's economy, I teach that there's a four-part recipe to understanding God's economy. Number one, we cite the scripture. Number two, we discuss and learn and investigate what God's economic principles are from that scripture. And number three, we then say, well, how do you apply this to your just normal life? And number four, the prayer of change, asking God to change us through his power and his grace, not our strength. So that's the four-part recipe to understanding God's economy. Now, today, as we continue on, we are on program number six of a 12-part series on giving. And if you missed the first five programs, you can archive them and go back on the website and learn what those first five programs on giving, anchor number three, are from the last five Saturdays, okay? So as we get to program six today, number six, on Anchor 3 Giving. We learn from these following scriptures some very interesting things. And when we learn these things, we must remember, okay, now I hear what God is saying. I understand the context and what he intends for us to learn. How do I then apply it to my everyday life? So here's, let's try it, okay? Here's the scripture. We've got a couple that really apply to this program for today. James 2, 14 through 17. And remember, this is about giving, and specifically giving to charity. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Some people know that verse as faith without works is dead. And this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, talking to all of us. And in this passage, Paul is saying, if we're serious Christians and we love and know the Lord and Jesus is our Lord and Savior, we cannot say or claim that we believe in anchor number 3, that we're to be cheerful, abundant, willing givers, and then give nothing. We can't do that. It doesn't make sense. We have to walk the walk, talk the talk, and then do what we claim, do what we believe, do what we say. That's what we need to be doing. So Paul is saying here, suppose a brother or sister has no clothes or food, and those are the basic needs, clothing, food, place to live. We can't say to him with some sarcastic quote or some kind of unloving quote or unloving thought, hey, take off. We'll see you later. I wish you well. Hope you get some food and clothing. You know, in that kind of tone or that kind of motive. And let's remember Proverbs 16:2 ties right into this. All a man's motives are weighed by the Lord. Okay, they may seem pure to us, our motives, but God knows our heart and weighs our motives. Proverbs 16:2. So we need to do something, Paul says, in an action way, in a works way, to accompany our faith and love to help someone. Not just say to someone when we have an opportunity, take off, let me know when you're all fine. You know, when you find the food to eat, let me, you know, we'll get in touch or whatever. Any of that kind of thing. That's not right. Okay? We need to have faith. We need to have deeds, action, backing up the faith. That's what we must do in God's economy to be serious, loving Christians. Now, another verse, Job 29:12. I delivered the poor who cried for help and the orphan who had no helper. You know, God cares about the orphans, the poor, the oppressed. He loves them. He really cares for them. And God is their advocate. And if we mistreat them, we will have to answer to God. And we must not mistreat them. And this verse is saying that God delivers the poor. He knows they cry out. He cares about their feelings, their emotions, their heart. He doesn't want them to be bummed out and have no helper. That's why Job 29:12 is so important. I delivered the poor, God says, who cried for help, and the orphan who had no helper. So that's very, very, very important. And another verse to add to that, kind of a verse that backs up welfare and helping the poor, is Leviticus 23:22. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor gather the gleaning of the harvest. You're to leave for the needy and the alien. You are to leave for the needy and the alien. I am the Lord your God. That's where God is saying in Leviticus 23:22, when you reap, don't reap to the very corners or gather the gleaning of that part of the harvest. Let it sit there for someone else who's poor so they can pick something up and have and keep their dignity. See, God's thinking is for the people that are poor, they're in want, they're in need. Yeah, they would like to work. They may not have a job or be able to work. And God cares about them. He is an advocate to the poor and the oppressed and the needy and the orphans, okay, and the homeless. God loves them. He's their advocate. We need to be too. It's very, very important. So I think those three scriptures are today's lesson. Job 29:12, Leviticus 23:22, James 2:14-17. All of these things say that God has a heart for people, the poor, the needy, and he wants us to also. And we need to back up everything with action, because faith without works is dead. And we must be serious Christians and be serious givers. God is. And whose heart do we want to line up to? Ours? Our family, our friends, or Jesus Christ's? And I submit to you the heart of Christ. That's whose heart we want to line up with. We're coming up to a break. After the break, we'll talk about application to normal and everyday life of these three passages of Scripture on giving, which is program number 6 of a 12-week series on giving.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back. You know, I want to talk to you about application. I want to talk to you about how do you apply this to your normal and everyday life. You know, many people I run into through Crown Ministries, the radio, referrals, contacts, people I play sports with, and so forth. I meet so many people that have so many opportunities, including myself, to help others who are downtrodden, to help others who are oppressed, to help people that are homeless, the poor, people that bad things happen in their life. And I'm not going around judging them, saying, well, you deserve this. And I have some friends who don't do that either, which I'm so proud of them. I really appreciate their heart. They're not out there saying, well, you did this, you deserve it. They're saying, we're not judging your past. We're not keeping score of what you should have done. We're going to be here to try to assist you, bless you, and help you, provide your basic need if we can help. need for food and something to wear, you know, gasoline, something basic, we are not going to look the other way. We're not going to overlook this opportunity. I believe, as your financial planner, that God does provide, and he will bring people in other people's lives to carry out his love and his character and his will, all for teaching lessons, Christ's school. Can we overlook those things? No, can't do it. We know that from the James verse, the James passage, where it talks about faith without works is dead in James 2, 14 through 17. It's very important that we back up our beliefs with action. We must be givers of money, time, treasures, talents, food, clothing, even giving blood to the Red Cross to help save someone's life. Anything that we can give, we want to. And I'll tell you a story about a lady called Elaine. That's not her real name, but she's a contact I know of. I've known her for a long time, and she's in her 70s. And she told me a story the other day that I thought was so fantastic. And I just was so happy to know her. I told her, what a privilege to know you, Elaine. You know, it's a real privilege. And she runs across so many homeless people in the cities of Azusa and Glendora. And she tries to stop her car. She tries to give them a scripture, give them a handout, give them something to eat. You know, she knows to be wise. She knows not to do anything that would harm them or add to something that, you know, caused them to get into that mess in the first place. But she also doesn't overlook them. She doesn't ignore them. She's not embarrassed to be around these people either, or afraid of them, or thinking, gosh, you know, I don't know what to say. She doesn't think about all the reasons not to help someone. She tries to find reasons to help people. Not for her pride. Not to think, oh, I'm better than them. This lady doesn't do it. Elaine is awesome. And she looks to be a cheerful, liberal, abundant giver, and she is. She doesn't look for anything in return. Sometimes people say, hey, what's your name, lady? And she doesn't even give her name. She just likes to help. And she believes that God put some of these people, all of them really, in her path. In her path. Not for her to say, don't know you, turn the other way. That's not the kind of person Elaine is. She talks to them about the Lord. She says, you know, if you died tonight, where do you think you would go? And why? And she tries to talk about evangelism to them and saying, you know, and she gets so many answers. It's amazing. Some people say, some of the homeless that she talks to say, well, I don't know. God wouldn't want me in heaven. He wouldn't want me where he's at. I'm such a low life or a no good person, that kind of thing. And Elaine is like, no, no. Let me explain to you. The Lord cares. He wants you to be in heaven. He doesn't want you not to be. And she starts ministering. And she gives them what they need for the bread of day, to have something to eat. Oftentimes, she's even provided something to sleep on, like a sleeping bag. So this is the kind of thing. Her action backs up her beliefs. She cares about the poor. She cares about the needy. Those that are just, some of these people feel like, well, that they have no integrity or self-esteem because they don't have a normal job or something like that. And she is right there on the spot to encourage. So she's kind of doing a mini counseling session right on the street curb. Isn't that interesting? A mini counseling session. I know another man, that was Elaine. I know a gentleman who's in his 40s, and he also has a great heart to help people. He throws yard sales together once a month or every other month and sells stuff and gives it to the poor, gives it to the needy. He's got a friend of his that goes down to Mission and LA streets in downtown LA, and they give money to the homeless and the missions from the from the garage sales and yard sales. And that's where the money goes, is to the shelters downtown in Los Angeles, which I think is phenomenal. All of these things are great acts of service. And that backs up the scripture for today. So let's think about praying for these people, showing them Christ's kindness and love, not turning the other way. Who are we talking about? Those that could be on welfare, the poor, the widow, the orphan, you know, people that have needs and they're just hoping to get fed that day, hoping to have something to wear that day. And God is for these people. Okay? As much as I am a fan of Los Angeles sports teams, Dodgers, Kings, Angels, Lakers, Clippers, you know, all my favorite sports teams, God is for these people immensely. He's their fan. Let's have a prayer change. How about that? Ready? Lord, we hear your scriptures, Lord. In Leviticus, in Job, in James. Lord, take these scriptures through the Holy Spirit that you've given us. Help us to learn and change from these scriptures, to apply them in our normal and everyday life. Maybe nothing fanfare, Lord, maybe nothing stupendous in the world's eyes, but nevertheless, in your mind and eyes, Lord, in your economy, Father God, significant. So we pray right now, Lord, for the homeless. We pray for the blessing of the needy, the orphan, those on welfare, those that are in extreme poverty and in trouble. Help us to, as a church, love them and minister to them, like many Christians, Lord, did in New Orleans and Mississippi when Hurricane Katrina hit. Help us to have that kind of enthusiasm and follow up and follow through, like James talks about. Lord, change us by your strength and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you need a financial plan, estate plan, business consulting plan, and you're thinking, okay, Tom, this makes sense. I'm going to go to your website, theeconomyofgod.com. I'm going to sign up for the free newsletter, give you a call, send you an email. I want my financial plan to emulate the Bible. Let's get together. 800-386-3700. It's time that we took an interest, a huge interest in our finances, whether we're single or married, and work it, make it happen, and use the template of the scriptures to make our financial game plan match what God says in the 66 books of the Bible. And if you need help in doing that, give me a call. Tom Meglia, financial counselor and coach, Money Map Coach, 800-386-3700. Bless you. Have a great Easter. And we will talk to you soon. And again, the website, especially if you want to hear more programs about other subjects, other financial and Bible economic titles and concepts and subjects, they're all archived in there. You can, if you have a talking computer, you can hear them. www.theeconomyofgod.com. There's also a video there, other thoughts. There'll be links to other financial professionals, people I trust. Let's get together. Let's do something now for eternal reasons, eternal purposes. What I do is a business. It's not a nonprofit ministry. But we want to bless people. And the way to do that is to communicate the scripture to change lives. Regardless of what's happened, it doesn't matter. Let's get together. So thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope you're being helped by this program. I really do. I believe there are eternal consequences to what we're talking about. In fact, I know there are. There's over 2,000 scriptures on money in the Bible, so that outweighs any other subject in the Bible. So God wouldn't have put all that in there if it didn't matter a great deal. Okay? So thank you. Tom Meglia signing off. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. Thank you.